This is PhotoBiz X, episode number 299, and today we're talking photography sales, and in particular, in-person sales, with photographer and co-owner of the photography education website and Facebook group IPS Mastermind, Dori Howe, and that interview's coming up in just a minute.
Are you planning to have a successful wedding and portrait photography business? Join Andrew as he interviews successful photographers and business experts to fast-track your success. Welcome to the PhotoBiz Exposed podcast with your host, Andrew Helmich.
Hey, it's Andrew Helmich here from Impact Images, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. If you are up to date and listening to the podcast episodes as they go live, then you will know that this one is 24 hours late. I've just had a fantastic week in Adelaide, watching the Tour Down Under, cycling every day. It was absolutely fantastic. I racked up 700 kilometers on the bike and had a terrific time. I also had a chance to catch up with photographers Israel Baldargo and Mark Doering, which was an absolute pleasure. I was able to record our conversation, much to Mark's surprise, and that'll feature in an upcoming members-only episode of the podcast. So keep an ear out for that one if you are a premium member. Because this episode is running late, we're going to jump straight into it today. If you haven't had a chance to listen to last week's episode with Jessica Carrillo, who generates a ton of traffic and bookings with Pinterest, make sure you get back and have a listen to that one. Pinterest is a huge search engine. Jessica isn't a photographer. She's a wedding coordinator, but she's attracting exactly the same clients as we are, particularly if you are a wedding photographer. And in that interview, she shares exactly how to set up and use Pinterest to generate more traffic to your website and how to generate more bookings. It was in-depth. There's been a bunch of comments from members and listeners about that particular episode and how much detail Jessica was able to go into in that hour. So if Pinterest is something that interests you, or if you just want to generate more traffic to your website, honestly, have a listen to that interview because Jessica did share a lot.
PhotoBiz Exposed. Interviews with photographers to help you build a better photography business.
Alrighty, we're going to jump into this interview with Dori Howe in just a second. If you are hearing this announcement, it does mean you are listening to the free version of the podcast, which is absolutely fine. You will learn a bunch from what Dori has to share in the first half of this interview, but I want to make sure that you're aware I do save the second half of every interview, including today's with Dori, specifically for premium members. And in the second half of the interview today, we go deeper into Dori's strategies for in-person sales and exactly how she does her sales sessions and carries them out successfully in her photography business. So if you like what you're hearing in the first half of the interview and you want to hear the rest of the interview with Dori, you can do that for as little as $1 with a 30-day trial premium membership. And you can get that at photobizx.com/try. And that $1 will get you access, like I said, to the full interview with Dori, plus access to the full back catalog. You get an invitation to the members Facebook group. I'll help you get started with your very own mastermind group as well. You basically have the red carpet rolled out and you will get treated like every other premium member, even though you're on that $1 trial. Stick around for 30 days. See if you get the kind of results that other members are getting. If you are, stay on with your membership and learn how to get the very best out of yourself and your photography business by generating more leads, more bookings, and making bigger and more sales.
Welcome to another great eye for business. It's time for Andrew's special guest.
Today's guest is newborn children and family photographer based in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., who has been in business for over 10 years. She openly says on her website that cost is the number one determining factor that people look at when choosing a photographer. And on the very same page, she happily lists her prices. She's also the co-owner of the photography education website and Facebook group IPS Mastermind. I'm talking about Dori Howe, who has spoken at many workshops and conferences in the USA. Her work has been featured on the cover and inside pages of Washington Parent Magazine, Washington Family Magazine, Ladies Home Journal, Women's Day Magazine, and she's been featured as a guest on Fox 5 DC morning programs. I'm rapt to have Dori with us now. Dori, welcome.
Thank you so much, Andrew. What a kind introduction.
It's my pleasure. How did you go on the TV morning programs?
Well, you know, I did a free headshot session day for a conference in the DC area. And out of that, I photographed one of the managers at Washington Parent Magazine. And at that point in time, I didn't think anything of it. And about 6 months later, she called me and she said that she was going to be featuring one of the personalities from this morning show on the cover of their magazine. And they wanted me to photograph her. And I was really excited. It was my first cover, is my first sort of introduction into photographing a local celebrity or anything like that. And so we did the cover, and I just kept up that connection through social media and different emails and that type of thing with that personality. And a couple months later, I just sent her an email and say, hey, we're coming upon family portrait season in the DC area, especially in the mid-Atlantic region of the states. You know, all the colors turn those beautiful browns and golds and oranges and everything. And that's a very busy time for people to get their family portraits taken. So I just called her up and said, hey, if you need to fill a spot on your morning show, I'm available. And 2 days later, I got a call that they wanted me 3 days later to come on the show and to talk about family portraits. And that's really how that came about.
That's amazing. That's so good.
Yeah.
So you made your own luck. Sorry?
Yeah. All from a free job. And sometimes people kind of turn their nose up on these jobs for promotion and things like that. But really, if you work them well and you make these good connections, something good can come out of them.
Yeah, well, you obviously made your own luck here. I mean, that was amazing. Did you actually get some bookings, or did people start talking about you as a result of that appearance?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing with some of these local magazines, if you work with them and also being on local TV programs and that type of thing. I can't say for a fact that I have actually gotten specific jobs, you know, from these experiences, but it does give me credibility in my field with people. So by being able to say that I have been on, you know, local news programs and that I shoot for certain local magazines and I do the cover work for certain things, that gives my work credibility and my name credibility. And so from that, yes, I do get work, but I don't necessarily say, like, have people calling me saying, oh, I saw you on the news this morning, I want to book you.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know how you talked about, like, maintaining communication or keeping the channel open with that celebrity or that contact? And you said, you know, social media, email. Like, what do you do? Like, is it, are you just dropping her into a conversation? You just say, hey, I'm still here. Like, what kind of communication were you having to stay, I guess, in a periphery?
Right. Well, a couple things. I did a couple things. One is just like social media, liking her posts on her Facebook Lives. If I catch her on a Facebook Live, I might type in and say, you know, hey, how's it going? Or your hair looks great today, or that type of thing. And then there's been a few instances where we've had kind of regional town human interest stories. For example, we had a UPS man that had been on his route for 25 years. And so the houses on that street were decorating all their front yards his last day to say goodbye and thank you to him. So I called her, you know, I would call her and say, hey, this might be something that the news wants to catch up, you know, catch as a human interest story. Here's who you should talk to. So make that connections
for
her.
That's cool. I like that.
So it really just being personable and helpful with them and nice and kind. And that's more of my nature too. I want to help people. I want to see people succeed. And if I see a way to connect one person to another person that I think is beneficial, that's always been my thing. I love doing that.
Nice. Well, that's probably a perfect segue into IPS Mastermind, that the group and the site. I know, I gather that's a huge part of your life. So how does that fit in and compare to your actual photography business? Which one's taking more time, more of your time, and which one's generating more income for you?
Well, IPS Mastermind has been a real great thing in my life because it's let me stay connected to my industry and to the people that I want to help in a different way than my photography business. So in all honesty, yeah, that takes up a lot more time. I dedicate a lot more time to that than my photography business. But what it's forced me to do in my business, which is really interesting, it's forced me to streamline a lot of things and be very direct with my clients in certain areas because I don't have time to kind of be slow about things. Like, if you want to hire me, great. Here's what I do. Here's my pricing. Here's the services that I can offer you. I'm really good at what I do, and we'll go from there. But it's not a big, long, drawn out process. So I would say that I'm not hired as often anymore because of that, but I make a lot more per sale because I've raised my prices and adjusted my workflow and my customer experience accordingly to be able to be more efficient with my time.
I love that. So really business, I mean, sounds like business is better. Like financially, you're in a better place, even though you may not be shooting as many portraits.
Yeah. I would say since IPS Mastermind and because of the changes that I've had to make, my average sale has doubled. And a lot of it was just taking the courage and being like, you know what, I really am worth this new price point and not apologizing for it anymore and being okay when people said I was too expensive. So I'm getting better quality clients, better jobs, and people are spending more.
So what is your average sale now?
It's around $4,000 or $5,000.
Fantastic. That is awesome. So have you changed the way you market, or are you just filtering out the people that can't afford you now?
Well, I'm filtering for sure. And then most of my clients either come from word of mouth, or I have a really great partnership with a company that caters to expecting parents. And that's where I get a lot of my business. And so this partnership I've had for about 5 years now, and it's a drug rep. He works with expecting parents through the medical field, and he has these dinners for expecting parents, and what he is selling is expensive. So people are coming in, a certain caliber of people are coming into these events, and I'm coming in as a sponsor of those events and being put directly in front of my target market. So that really is kind of the core of how I market. And yes, I do social media, but I also get a lot of word of mouth calls and things like that. But for actual marketing, my partnerships with people have served me better than, say, social media and things like that. Because I found that my really high-end clients aren't on social media. They don't care about social media. If people are living in houses that cost millions and millions of dollars, usually they're not spending their time on Facebook. Like, it's just a different realm. So most of my clients come from different sources than a lot of other people might think.
I'd love to explore this partnership sort of thing that you have going on. And if we talk about this drug rep in particular, so is he organizing these get-togethers because he wants to sell his product?
Yes.
Okay, so how many women or parents does he get together at one of these meetings?
They're couples. They're expecting couples. And I would say when he has these events, I am standing in front of 15 to 20 couples.
Oh, so you're not there at these events?
No, I'm there. I go.
Okay, you're there. Okay. So how does it work? Do you watch him do his spiel and then you get a chance to talk?
What happens? He's so generous. And I have to say, this is really more of a personality match and it's unusual. It's not something that most people would probably be able to walk in and get. But I'm a sponsor. He calls me a sponsor of his events. And I come in and I am the photographer that he recommends and says very kind words. And I'm able to get up in front of these people and say, you know, about 2-3 minutes worth of talking. And then I show a slideshow. And then at the end, what happens is they all fill out raffle tickets that have their name, email address, phone numbers, and so forth. And I take that information home and put it into my email follow-up system. So the follow-up for me in any sort of marketing, especially after the first contact, the follow-up is key. You can't just expect to have one contact, especially at my price point, and just expect them to hire me off the spot. I need to have a follow-up process. So I have email automations set up and I take their email address and I take their phone numbers and they go into my system and they all know this, that I'm going to follow up with them. And then we can talk away from that event about my services. But it's been a very nice partnership that I'm very thankful for.
That is very cool. Okay. What's this drug rep? What does he sell?
His company sells like prenatal testing, cord banking services.
Okay.
Things like that. And in the US, I don't know how this works in Australia, but in the US, cord blood banking is an optional thing that people have to pay for. And that's something that costs several thousand dollars. So if people are coming to these events, they're in a place where they know they're going to be spending a couple $1,000s on something that's voluntary. And that's exactly the people that I want to be in front of.
Yes, I love it. So it's a perfect partnership. Like, he has your perfect target clients there, captive, if you like. So what do you actually talk about, Dory? Like, I mean, are you trying to sell them on your photography?
You know, I really don't take a selling stance when I'm talking to these people. Yes, I'm there to sell. To me, it's more of an introduction to let them know that I'm available, to let them know that I'm good at what I do, to highlight certain things that they might want to look for when hiring a newborn photographer, you know, when you're talking about baby safety, immunizations, and things like that. So there's a little bit of information as far as that's concerned. And then I just usually close it with, I love what I do. I love working with expectant parents. I would love to talk to you about this. And I show a, it's like a minute and a half slideshow of my work with music, which they all love.
How do you show that? Is that on a screen with a projector?
Yeah, it's on a TV. Yeah, I bake that through Animoto, and it's played off a laptop onto a big TV.
Nice.
Because all these places have big TVs. And then at the end, you know, I say, I'm going to be here at the end of the event. I would love to talk with you and answer any questions that you may have. And that's usually how that works.
Beautiful. Okay, so you're not giving any brochures or flyers at this stage. You're just taking their details. So that, are they going in a draw to win something, or are they purely giving over their details so you can follow up?
They don't win anything from me. The part of the raffle tickets is that the person who has had me there that I'm a guest of, he does some raffles, but they don't necessarily win anything from me. Now, I do offer them a $200 credit towards their session because, as you know, an incentive at that event, but that's it. I'm not giving away any sessions. I'm not giving away any products or anything like that. Just say, when you call to book, let me know that I met you at this event, and I'll make sure that you get a $200 credit on your account.
Great. And I can see on your website that your session retainers are $300. So they're getting nothing for free. You're still getting $100 for the session fee.
Yeah. And the credit is not towards the session retainer.
Oh, okay.
They have to book and pay the session retainer because I sell products. The credit is towards the products.
God, that's even better. This is getting better and better all the time.
So, yeah, I truly believe that, especially the clients that I want to attract, they need to make that session investment in a session retainer. They need to do that. So I hardly ever discount the retainer, but I will discount afterwards, either, like, it's usually a set amount. I don't do a percentage because a percentage can be very risky and giving away a lot of your profit. But if I offer just a short credit, or I offer a free product, then I know my liability is somewhat limited.
Got it. And at that event, so you're collecting, or your host is collecting these details. So I think I heard or caught you saying that you explicitly make it clear to them that you will follow up via email. So it's okay to add them to your email database.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes. They know that.
Then do you have, is there like a series of 5 or 6 automated emails?
Yes, I do. I do that through MailChimp, which I've found the easiest. They go in. And what I have found with these things is that the key is you need to have a date or something to be able to trigger these emails off of, not the date that they came to the event. So everybody I know on this roster card, I have their due date for when their baby's born. So I can send them emails based on where they fall. You know, they might not go to this event till they're 9 months pregnant. They might go to this event when they're 3 months pregnant. So I can't go off of the event date, but I go off of their due date. So I have a 6 email process, depending on where they fall, set up for the due date. And then I have a process that I think is 5 emails that last, the last one is for like the year birthday
of
the baby.
Got it. So let's say one of the mothers or expectant mothers is 3 months pregnant and you don't want to kick your sequence off for another 3 months. They must get some correspondence from you in that time. Do they? Do you tell them you're going to follow up in 3 months, or you just let it lie till 3 months passes?
Well, no, what will happen is that they will get an email right away from me, like within the next 48 hours, letting them know it was so great meeting them at this event, recalling where the event was, maybe something that happened at the event, or if I can remember something about them specifically, if I spoke with them personally, I might indicate that in the email. And then they go into the system. So they get this first email, and then they follow into the sequence based on their due date. So the 3-month person will get that first email, and then they may not fall into the sequence until like maybe their 6th month. But if it's really far out, I might give them a quick call or send them another email in between there, so it's not too much of a lag time.
Got it. So do you have some CRM or studio management software to track all this stuff, or do you just use your calendar and diary?
No, I put it all in through MailChimp, and that's where the automations come. And then for my CRM software, what I use for billing, contracts, client management, that type of thing, I use Pixify. And that help, those two programs kind of help me keep things straight.
Beautiful. I love how you're doing this. It's so cool. I mentioned in the intro that you say on your pricing page that the price is the number one factor cost is the number one determining factor that people look at when choosing a photographer. I don't know any photographers that actually put that on their website. Why do you do that?
I'm so bold. You know what? Here's the thing, is that my personality is just what you see is what you get. And I want to be honest and as transparent as possible with my clients about how I do business, how things are priced. And I find that with my clients, I get a lot of business owners in my studio. And when you do a newborn session and you're sitting there with a couple for 2 to 3 hours, you talk about a lot of things. And we talk about business. We talk about how expensive it is to run a business in the Northern Virginia area. We talk about the fact that I have my studio in home, and sometimes they'll say, well, have you thought of getting an outside retail studio space? I said, yeah, I have, but I'd probably even have to increase my prices even more to compensate for that rent. And most of, you know, will say, no, this is perfectly comfortable. We love it here. There's no reason to do that. But the conversations that I have with my clients about these things are very transparent and very open about the fact that I know that when people come to any photographer's website, it's not just my site, but any photographer's website, they go to the investment page. That's usually the first place that they go. So I was like, okay, well, I can dance around the fact that I know people are doing this, or I can just say, hey, I know that this is probably the first place that you came. Like, I get it. And I understand why. But in my site, you know, I say, but what I can't tell you on this page is how much you're going to love this album that you're going to purchase, and how much you're going to love having this in your hand and passing it down to your family and showing it to your grandchildren. Like, there's things about the pricing page that, yeah, it's great that they get the idea of what things cost, but there's a lot of things that you can't communicate that way. And so by opening that conversation, I can say that.
And do people respond to that? Like, do you get a sense that they appreciate that? Or do you think they even read it? Or do they skim past it? Do they bring it up at the shoots or when they call you?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. But you know what, Andrew? I believe that we are in a day and age where unless people can read a website at a stoplight, they're usually not going to read all this stuff. Like, yeah. Honestly, you know.
That's true.
People are used to skimming things. In our area, you know, we have a metro system. So people are on their phones during their commute, skimming through pages and that type of thing. So I can't say that I get a lot of response from that from clients, but it's one more way for me to be transparent and say, listen, it is on my website. It's explained there. And you mentioned that I have my prices. I do have my starting prices for things. So people have a ballpark of knowing that when they hire me, this is not going to cost them $100. They're making an investment. But I don't have like the detailed prices of everything, but it's just like, yeah, prints start at this, the session retainer starts at this, my average client is going to invest this much in their session, and here's some of the reasons why.
Yeah, I can see. So your average customer spends between $2,000 and $8,000 on their portrait purchase. So you're throwing some big numbers out there.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So what happens, let's say someone gets to the end of this page, they like what they see on your website, which they've got every reason to, and they book a call or they send you an email. What happens next?
Well, when they send in that inquiry, I know because I have different contact forms set up for different kinds of sessions. So I know that when it comes in that they're contacting me from like the newborn contact form or the family contact form. So I can see that right away because there's different questions indicated there that I've asked them to answer. And usually then there's a phone call. So the reason why I have different contact forms set up and ask them different questions so that when I call them, I have appropriate talking points. So I want to know, you know, like for a family session, what are your children's names and who is going to be participating? And if I can capture the perfect image for you, what would that be? For a newborn session, I want to know, do you know the due date and who else is going to be participating and do you like this and this? So I have my talking points set up. So then I call them and I explain the process and the pricing in a little bit more detail. And from there, it's usually a yes or no. Like I provide a lot of information on my website. So after we've made that connection with the call, then they're usually either really, really gung-ho to book, or if they're hesitant, then they're hesitant. And sometimes they get back to me and sometimes they don't.
So if someone's hesitant or if they say something like, okay, we're going to think about this, do you have like a technique or a strategy where, okay, how about Tuesday and I'll give you a call then if you're free, or what suits you better, Thursday or Friday for me to follow up with you? Do you have something like that that you do?
I don't do that.
So not so sales, not over the top salesy.
No, I want them to feel fully comfortable with me. And if they don't get back to me, then there's a reason why. I will send them maybe a follow-up email, but with my schedule, with everything else that's on my plate, I can't be the one necessarily tracking these people down with phone calls. And I haven't gone that next level of hiring an assistant yet to do that. That really might be the next step, but I'm just not quite there yet.
Sure. Okay, let's fast forward. So I've fallen in love with you, your work. You've wowed me on the phone and I'm booking a session. We've had the shoot. You're amazing. Have you scheduled my viewing and purchasing appointment already, or are we doing all that afterwards?
Well, for a newborn session, I schedule it at the session itself. And the reason why I do that, some people book it ahead of time, but the reason why I do that ahead of time, or I do that at the session itself, is because I know really for the most part, everyone that I've spoken to up until this point, I've spoken to the mom, to the person having the baby. I haven't had a lot of interaction with her partner. And when people are spending certain sums of money, a lot of times the partner needs to be involved in that transaction. So when they're both there at the newborn session, that's when I bring out my calendar and I say, when can we all get together again to view these images? And we're all there face to face doing that together. And sometimes the partner will say, oh, well, she can do whatever she wants.
That was my next question.
Right. She can do whatever she wants. I don't care. I'm going to go do this. And I look at her and I look at him. And I said, okay, are you okay if she comes in and spends thousands of dollars? I usually say like, okay, so she can come in and spend $12,000 on her portrait session and you're going to be okay with that?
Yeah.
And then his face kind of goes white and he just says, or the partner usually says, yeah, maybe I should be there for that. And I've literally have had partners say she can do whatever she wants. This is her deal. She's totally in charge of it. I don't have to be a part of it. And if the partner says that at that point in time, then I know I'm good. But I've set the precedent that it's not going to be cheap and everything like that. And then the other thing that I do, so we set the appointment. And then the other thing that I do is because I do my agreements online and all of that, is I send them home with a packet that has a copy of their agreement, that has a pricing summary that shows like a base cost of maybe 7 of my most popular products. I have a couple, like a sign for them to put on their front door that says baby sleeping, please don't ring bell, that, you know, stuff like that. And then I have a pamphlet that talks about my products and how they can display things in their home. And I hand that to the partner.
On purpose, by the sound of it.
On purpose. Because if mom's the one who's been doing all the setup and looked at all the pricing and set up this whole thing and hasn't brought the partner into the loop, that is my way of saying, here you go. You know, here you go, dad. Here you go. This has all the contract and some basic pricing information that you guys might want to look at before you come back for the ordering and selection appointment. But I give it to him on purpose because I never want to be caught in my selection appointment by having a spouse or a partner say, well, I had no idea that it would cost this much.
Yeah, that's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, and it's happened before. And I've learned that I need to take certain steps to cover that base and make sure that doesn't happen, because that's awkward for everybody. I mean, it really, really is. So yeah, I hand it to the partner. And in the newborn appointment too, I've also asked, are there any pricing information? Here's some of the beautiful products that I offer. I encourage them to look at them. I'll hand them albums to look at while I'm working with the baby and mention a few prices along the way for that as well. So yes, I've dropped hints about pricing and everything, and we've talked about pricing to a certain extent, but when I hand them this package, it's all right there for them to look at. And then before they come in for their selection appointment, they get the communication of how to prepare for that, and they get the information again.
Right. So there should be no surprises, theoretically.
There shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You are correct.
I've got two questions that are springing to mind that I know that other photographers have faced. I have too. One of them is where the husband and the wife, they schedule an appointment to come in to do the purchasing and choosing of the images. And then at the last minute, you know, she turns up and he doesn't. He got called back to work. So what do you do then?
You know what?
Yeah, a big sigh. It's annoying.
I know. It's so annoying. I'll tell you, I find it disrespectful. I'll give you that. Because if that happens, that means that he's not taking this transaction seriously, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Really, unless he's like a heart surgeon or something, or a, you know, a gynecologist, because babies don't wait, but like an obstetrician. But like, really, I find it's irritating and I find it a little bit disrespectful, but I don't communicate that to my client. And I'll let him in and I'll show him the images. Luckily, I've been very, very fortunate that I have only one time in my 10 years when that has happened, where she has placed an order and I've gotten the call the next day where they've had to adjust it.
Okay. So you'll go through and still do the order session.
I will. You know, I'm very sympathetic to my, especially if it's a newborn session, to my new moms. I've been there. I know what it's like. And I know what it's like to be exhausted. I know how hard it is for some people to get out of the house with the baby and get themselves together and to come and do this. And they're excited to be there, but they're also tired. And I don't want to disrespect them. I don't want to turn them away. I want them to feel safe when they come into my studio space. And I truly, truly believe that if I treat them in that way, that that's going to reflect in my sale. So, you know, you have to remember, I've already prepped them with how much things cost along the way. I've sent them home with the paperwork. I've communicated all this to them. So nothing should be a surprise when she comes in, even if she's by herself.
Premium members of PhotoBiz Exposed hear more of the best photography business strategies from every guest.
You know, we haven't even touched on IPS Mastermind. For anyone that's not aware of the group and the website, is this the kind of thing that you talk about, teach, and cover?
Oh, yeah. This is... I live and breathe this stuff. We talk about business stuff all the time. IPS Mastermind... We have the large Facebook group that anyone can join as long as they indicate that they're a photographer of some sort. Then we have the membership site that people can pay a nominal monthly amount and get training and courses. And one thing that makes the Mastermind site unique is that it's not just taught by me or my business partner, Rachel, but we have a lot of different people coming in to teach on a lot of different topics. So you can get a wide variety of techniques and ideas.
I love it. Okay, so where should the listener go to find these things? Do you start with a Facebook group? Should we go straight to the membership site?
Well, the Facebook group is a great place to start just because we really, really love our community. We started as a community and it actually started out local in the DC area and it just kind of exploded. So we love our community. We feel that that is such a valuable part of what people get in interacting with our company. But then ipsmastermind.com or ipsmastermind.net, either one is where they can find information about the actual education side of things.
So in the website, that's where there's actually the courses, the education, whereas the group is more like chatting with other photographers, getting help from each other, from peers.
Yes.
Got it. I'll add links to both those in the show notes for this episode. And Dori, where is the best place for the listener to check out your work?
Well, my website is at dorihowell.com. And I'm also on Instagram at Dori Howell Photography. And then our IPS Mastermind Instagram site, we feature a lot of members' work. So my work is there, Rachel's work is there, but also we spread the love a little bit by featuring our members. And we have some beautiful imagery on that as well.
So is the training for someone that's already doing IPS or for someone that's not doing IPS that wants to get into IPS?
We kind of have both. We have kind of entry-level classes. We have two different levels. We have an essential series, which is 12 classes, which we recommend people take from start to finish. And that really gives you all your foundations from process, workflow, pricing, all of those things that you kind of need as a foundation. And then you can go into our master's collection, which is where you can learn about setting up a baby plan, doing a model call, doing mini sessions, and kind of, I wouldn't say necessarily advanced features, but we do have something for everybody, honestly.
Cool. And what is the cost of the membership for the website?
Right. The two different categories, the essential series is $35 a month, and then the master's collection is $79 a month.
Cool. All right. I'm guessing all those details are on the site.
They are on the site. And if your members are wanting to come check us out, we're happy to offer them a 20% discount off their first month of the master's collection. So
awesome. Thank
you. We will link that code.
Fantastic. All right. I'll get that code off for you when we're finished and we can pass that on. Unreal. That's fantastic. Well, Dora, you've been amazing. Just before I let you go, I've got to ask you, have you ever had an embarrassing moment or a stuff up that you're happy to share?
You know, this is such a funny question. One thing we didn't talk about is my background is actual classical singing. And I don't have a lot of real embarrassing moments when it comes to working with my camera. You know, yeah, you might trip or that type of thing, but nothing horrifying. But in my singing career, I have had a lot of embarrassing moments. And because I'm used to being on stage and because I do have that performance background, that has been a great skill to carry over into my business and speaking with people and being comfortable with people. But I remember one time singing on the stage in Rio, and it was a weird stage setup. And there were, I think, maybe about 2,500 people there. And I just stepped off that stage and like fell flat right off, just off the stage. And I didn't have a solo or anything like that. Of course, I thought all eyes in the house were on me. But yeah, I just fell right off.
Oh my
God. Luckily, I was fine. And I just kind of shook it off and got back up on stage. But you take experiences like that and you realize, you know what? If I mess up, you just got to shake it off and you got to keep going.
Oh,
and it's the same thing in business. You have a bad sale. Okay, shake it off.
Yeah.
Let's keep going because the next time is going to be better. So the next night I did not fall off the stage.
Were you singing or dancing or walking across the stage?
I honestly think I was just walking across the stage. It wasn't any big grand thing, right. But under stage lights and when things are kind of dark and we would be in kind of a different place every time. And so... Yeah, sometimes you just lose where your bearings and where you are.
Oh, man. Oh, you are. If you can get past that, that's amazing. I've had some embarrassing moments. I can't remember one as tough as that one, but yeah. I mean, you're amazing for the fact you can get up and sing and dance and do those things as well in front of a crowd. So you're a special lady.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much for your time this evening. This has been lovely.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks so much, Dory.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Dory as much as I did. Dory, if you're listening, I've already told you, you are amazing. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing what you did. I, for one, learned a ton, and I'm sure the listener did as well. For you, the listener, was there something that Dory shared that really had you thinking, yes, I am going to go away and apply that to my business. I'm going to go and implement that after hearing the success that Dory is having with the way that she's doing business. If there is, I would love to hear about it. I know Dory would as well. Leave a comment in the comments area and you'll find them at the very bottom of the show notes. And they are this week at photobizx.com/299. Let me know what that one thing is that you're going to be implementing as a result of what Dory had to share. And of course, if you have a follow-up question for Dory, hit her up there in the comments area. If you are a premium member, I'll be adding Dory into the members Facebook group, so you'll have access to her there. And in the show notes that I mentioned, you'll also find links to anything and everything that Dory mentioned, including the IPS Mastermind group, the courses associated with IPS Mastermind, and the different pieces of software that she talked about and uses in her own photography business. It's all there. Plus, I've got some examples of her beautiful work. All there at photobizx.com/299.
It's shout out.
I've got one big shout out for today's episode, and it goes to local photographer to me, Central Coast family photographer Katie Allen, who I am yet to meet in person. I'm looking forward to doing that when we get a chance, Katie. Katie left a review, a lovely review and a 5-star rating in iTunes for the Photo Biz X podcast. She says, "The quality of information shared in the podcast is phenomenal. Andrew has the ability to put his guests at ease so that he gets meaningful and relevant insights into what these photographers are doing to make their photography businesses so successful." She says that she started off listening to the free podcasts, which were really helpful, but once she went premium, her mind was blown. I love that. Katie goes on to say that the information shared during the interviews, as well as the supportive online community, she's talking about the members Facebook group there, means that every week I have actionable steps to implement into her own photography business. That's just awesome. That's exactly what the membership is all about. She goes on to say that the podcast is gold. So Katie, again, thank you so much. I've added a link to your website using the keyword phrase that you're looking to rank for as a little thank you for leaving that rating and that review. So again, thank you so much, Katie. It really means a lot, and I do appreciate the lovely words that you've shared. If you're listening to this, and obviously you are hearing me say this, but if you're looking for a great backlink using the keyword phrase that you're looking to rank for, and you haven't left a review in iTunes for the podcast, I'd love for you to do that. Leave an honest review. Let me know that you've done that via email, and you can email me, andrew@photobizx.com. Let me know the URL that you would like me to link to and the keyword phrase that you're looking to rank for, and I'll add that link in the show notes along with a shout out for that episode of the show. And of course, you can leave a review for the Photo Biz X podcast or the Photography Experiment podcast, which hasn't seen an episode recently, but I do have a fantastic interview coming up for that podcast very, very soon. And yeah, like I was saying, if you leave a review for either of those shows, let me know and I'll happily add a backlink to your website. It's a little way for me to say a bigger thank you for taking the time to leave a rating and the review for the show, which really does help other photographers find the podcast. So it's a big help to me. And I know that a link to your website will definitely help with your SEO as well.
You're listening to the number one photography business podcast with Andrew Helmich, photobizx.com.
A couple of quick announcements before we close out today's episode, and these really are for premium members. Make sure you check out the show notes for your episode of this interview, and I'll also send this information in an email, but you need to update your details on the Mastermind Group spreadsheet as soon as possible. Again, I've got links in the show notes for your version of this interview. And once your details are updated, make sure you tick the little checkbox right at the beginning so I do know that they have been updated. I'm going to be removing any listings or any photographers' details that haven't been updated in the last few weeks, so we can make sure that that Mastermind Group spreadsheet is totally up to date, and that'll make it easier for you to join a group or reach out to other photographers looking to join a group. So either way, it's going to be easier to get involved in your very own Mastermind Group, which is one of the best ways to stay accountable and make sure you are implementing what you should be and growing your business as fast as you can by working alongside other photographers, either in your local area, shooting in the same genre as you, or living on the other side of the world and possibly even shooting in a different genre. It's a great way to share ideas, share information, and grow your business together with other photographers. And lastly, if you missed the presentation I put together for members on Facebook ads and how to dominate your local area using Facebook ads, I do have links in the premium members show notes for this episode. You can watch the video, you can download the audio only, and you can also download the slides from that presentation there. There's been a lot of talk about this strategy inside the members Facebook group. This is something you should absolutely jump on as soon as you possibly can. It does involve video, and it is the simplest and easiest way to get your brand, your personality, and to make a connection with your potential clients in your local area. This really is wide open to photographers at the moment, and I really do urge you to get on this, wrap your head around this, get comfortable producing video to help you get known before other photographers do in your local area. This is, yeah, this it's amazing how well this is working. One of the photographers that was trialing this strategy has now booked 4 weddings. This is running on autopilot for him, and the feedback from other members that are starting to implement this has been very, very good. So yeah, get on this if you haven't yet. There's details in the show notes. I've also got links inside the members Facebook group, and you can email me if you're a premium member and you've got no idea what I'm talking about, and I'll happily point you in the right direction. Oh, and lastly, if you are a premium member, I've also got a promo code for you to get a discount on the Masters collection that Dory was talking about in her interview a little earlier. So again, details in the show notes for your version of the episode. Alrighty, that is it for this episode. I hope you have an amazing week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.
If you have enjoyed this episode, head to photobizx.com. Join the conversation, leave a comment, and share your thoughts on the interview with Andrew and today's special guest. We'll be right back.